Finally, something done about this horrible situation. Dear Journal, the Continental Congress was held in Philadelphia with delegates from every colony. I wish I had been there witnessing the excitement. The decisions that they made were very reasonable and peaceful. I discussed them with my good friend Hazel in the Daughters of Liberty meeting. Hazel Crawford and many other patriot men think that these acts are not going to be helpful in repealing the act. They agreed to boycott British goods. I think this might work, but what do I know? I do not have much experience with protests that are so out in the open. They also agreed to form a militia in each colony. My husband is against this agreement. He does not support breaking the law. I truly think the colonies are changing. My husband's beliefs should be changing with it. I'm afraid the battles of Lexington and Concord brought an unsettling feeling to the colonies. I finally feel like my side is winning. The British were marching into Lexington and Concord in order to find and seize Samuel Adams and John Hancock, two men that were very well known in the Daughters of Liberty community. I had not known the American Revolution had begun until Hazel told me. Her husband is one of the brave militiamen fighting the British troops. The American Revolution is going to make history. I'm not going to be on the wrong side of the fight. I plan on telling Victor about my patriotism. I just need the right moment. Once the patriots earn their freedom, I will find a way to be on their side fully. Wish me luck, Victoria Parkinson.